I'm Tom Rowe, and we're talking to our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. His name is spelled with an I, not a Y. He's not related to that other Henry Hudson guy. It's time to tell Henry stories about what's going on in the Hudson River this week. Stevens Institute reports that temperatures this week in the Hudson River at Skodak Island have been between 70 and 75 degrees. The Mid-Hudson News Network reported that on September 18th, local officials gathered on the east shore of the Hudson River in Poughkeepsie, asking the Environmental Protection Agency to complete a comprehensive cleanup of the PCBs in the waterway. Dutchess County Executive Marcus Molinaro said, quote, "This is about jobs, but also our vitality, because PCBs in the Hudson pose a health threat to people living in riverfront communities. For 70 years, the economic, recreational, cultural, and scenic resources, public resources, of the Hudson River have been damaged by this pollution," unquote. Scenic Hudson President Ned Sullivan said he does not believe the EPA about its claim that the current remediation efforts will make eating fish from the river safe in approximately 53 years. Read the full story in the Mid-Hudson News Network. What's that, Henry? You have to eat fish now? Not once a week? Robin Pogrebin and Charles V. Bagaset report in the New York Times that while Barry Diller's proposed floating park in the Hudson River is now a sunken idea, the Whitney Museum of American Art wants to launch a permanent art installation on land and water in the river by the prominent artist David Hammons. It would be located near the Whitney's meatpacking district location, but the institution is dampening expectations as word leaked out early. Quote, "David Hammond's concept for a public art installation at the edge of Gavinsport Peninsula is something that we're very excited about," unquote. Adam Weinberg, the Whitney's director, said, quote, "We're extremely mindful of environmental and community sensitivity," unquote. Mr. Weinberg added, quote, "We followed everything that happened at Pier 55," unquote, the Hudson River site of Diller's proposed park. Little is known yet about the installation, but the Times says that they were told it will be a ghost-like image of the original Pier 52 building that was on that site. You can read that full story in the New York Times. There's a lot more of your whale friends down there, huh, Henry? I'm Tom Rowe for WGXC. This has been Hudson River Stories. Tune in next week when we tell more tales of the Hudson River to our friend Henry the Hudson Whale.